don't understand what's going on here.
Because the way goes, trouble down the drain.
Clubstitute. Guns Radio.
We got some fucking threads made for you.
Welcome to the new monthly podcast, the Hard Style Podcast, Clubstitute channel with a lot of different podcasts, the Dutch podcast every week with the best dance music, all styles. The second Saturday of every month, we play trance music in our set with an English presentation. And the fourth Saturday, I always want to say Friday, but the fourth Saturday of every month, we have our own Hard Style Podcast. And this month in the studio, we have Proteins!
That's me.
Welcome in the studio. Nice to have you. We go back a long time. The first time you played in the studio was probably something like 2014, 2015.
Yeah,
2 years
ago. Yeah.
Yeah, some 10 years.
Yeah,
my God.
It's a lot. I know. It's a lot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In a minute, we're going to talk a little. But you prepared a wonderful hostile sets. I already listened to them. And you chose to play four different DJ sets, small sets, about 10 to 15 minutes each.
Yes.
The first set, that's a classic set.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a classic set. I listened to hardstyle, well, I think in the time that Chilotech was big in the hardstyle. And this is the music, the hardstyle that I grew up with. So it's cool to play that classics, and I love to do it. It's a little bit raw.
And Chilotech is back.
Yes.
Partly
back. Yeah, they made a track with Sub-Zero project. They played at Climax, and yeah, it's really cool that. I started with them. You know?
And very nice guys. I spoke to them, I think, 2010. Okay, I spoke to them.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. They just made the move from hardstyle to EDM. It was the end of their hardstyle era, so to say. And I talked to them. I had an interview about 15 minutes, which is quite long if you talk to them. And afterwards, we had a talk. We drank beer at a table, talked for half an hour or more. Very nice guys. But we're not here to talk about Chilotech. We're here to listen to your DJ set. This is the Protease Classic DJ set.
Is Clubstitute. Hardstyle Prostitute Dance Radio.
That's all I gotta say. It's time to play games with these old make-believe ass gangsters, you know what I'm saying?
Persuasion, our religious preference, race, our nationality, to raise one unified voice of protest, of indignation.
Sweden. no matter what our political persuasion, our religious preference, race, our nationality, to raise one unified voice of protest, of indignation, nation, nation, nation.
Do you need to die while you're trying to survive? Got your eyes like a heater when it's pumping out your tweets.
Proteas, the classic set, remembered Proteas to the days when his love for Hassel started to grow. He's in the studio.
Yeah.
Still here. He didn't run away.
Not yet. Don't know what's going to happen here, so I'm still here. If I make a shout, then people can save me. So
yeah, well, it's not live, so if I hurt you, you're dead already. But okay.
Okay, now I have to go, guys.
Now the next set, the next about 15 minutes is a DJ set where you play only Proteas tracks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you ask to make some sets, and I thought, I don't have a signature sound yet, so I think it's a good way to just play all the tracks, and maybe people hear some things that, oh, that's really the Proteas style, so yeah, maybe
they can let us know, what do you think is the Proteas style, what should you continue?
Yeah.
Because then... a few weeks ago, you were also in our Dutch podcast. You were a guest in our Dutch podcast. We played two tracks. Are both of those tracks also in this DJ set?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think those tracks are the most Proteas kind of sounds that I like and that I want to experience more and that I want to grow further in. So. I think it's that are good tracks to share with other people.
Okay, about 13-14 minutes of Proteas tracks. This is Proteas live in the studio.
Cut through the darkness of the unconscious mind. Sometimes I get lost in daydreams as they taunt me in my waking hours. And nightmares are terrible. So real.
Radio.
Every day is a magical state. between dreaming and being awake.
In the harder styles.
Hit them hard.
Dit is Clubstitute.
Thank you.
Hit 'em fucking hard. Clubstitute Hardstyle.
Clubstitute Hardstyle.
And I see you. Well, that's kind of hard. Which is a nice bridge to the two next sets you're going to play, which will be raw sets.
Yeah, both are going to be raw sets. And the last set is more raw than the third set.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in the next set, I think there are some tracks that are a little bit more melodic in a way, I think. There's more a story, and I also like that in hardstyle. You have to tell a story, combine it with good kicks and a good atmosphere, good somatic sounds, then you have, in my opinion, a really good track. And the common tracks are, in my opinion, that kind of tricks, and I really love them.
Some people say that hardstyle has become too raw.
Yeah, that's their opinion. Yeah, there has to be a balance in it.
What's a good hardstyle track for you?
Well, it depends on my mood and what time it is on the party. So
yeah, of course, you don't start with the heavy raw. At the beginning of a party, unless you're at the raw party,
yeah.
But you save that for last or later.
Yes. Yeah, well, when you listen to Rebellion, mm-hmm. Rebellion has some the kicks are really raw. They have a really raw kind of way of making hardstyle, but they have really hard zaag kicks.
yeah, saw kick. Kicks. I would say saw kick. Yeah.
Saw. Also, people that don't speak Dutch, I'll call it zaag kicks. I know some Germans that said zaag kicks. It's really, really nice to hear. But they also have more atmospheric.
Atmospheric, or more euphoric?
Not euphoric. More the cinematic kind of hardstyle. And I really like that as well. But it's always hard, you know. But sometimes a good melodic hardstyle track is also good. But the breaks are always too long, so I want to have some energy in it, and that has to keep flowing.
I like it because I can get my beers.
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't drink so much beer than I thought.
Me neither anymore. Me neither. that used to be. People probably think at home. People who say that used to be are the most heavy drinkers. I'm not. Well, I'm going to stop this conversation.
because something to drink, or I can go to the kitchen now.
Can you get me a beer? okay, we're going to listen to your raw set here on Clubstitute in the Hard Style Podcast.
Mysteries hidden, stories untold. In the realm of shadows, they unfold. A world of contrast. Where darkness meets day, shaping our perceptions in a subtle way. Shaping our perceptions in a subtle way.
Step into the light.
Something about you. that unfolds into a revolution.
Clubstitute.
The best in the harder styles.
Dit is de Clubstitute podcast.
Come on. suddenly I feel alive. I come and feel this new sensation. We break the pace and rock the whole nation. Break the pace, kicks in your face.
Hit 'em f***ing hard. Clubstitute Hardstyle.
In the freezer.
Protees Raw. Next set will be a bit raw, more raw, rawer. Yeah. I don't know what.
Rawer.
It sounds like I'm a dog barking. But before we do that, I have something I stole from Brennan Hart, which is the Hardstyle Dilemma.
Oh, okay. And Hardstyle Dilemma.
Hardstyle Dilemma is I give you two options. Mm-hmm. We're going to start easy. And then you have to choose.
Ooh, okay.
And I have to explain why.
Okay, okay.
We don't want to insult anyone, but headhunters or B-front?
Ooh, B-front.
I knew this one.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But why? Because I know you, so I know why you chose B-front. Not to say that Hardstyle's not, it's not good, or he did a lot for the Hardstyle music.
Yeah, both are good, but B-front is more raw.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons. And he has more another kind of feeling into it. He makes his music with his feelings. That sounds a little bit crazy, but he just go with the flow. And Headhunters is a great producer. The sounds he made, he stopped lots.
I mean, now he's going to continue producing. He's not going to play.
People, he stopped DJing. Yeah, but I don't know. It's I don't like his flow in his tracks. But it are good tracks, but it doesn't trigger me like the B-front tracks, like the early sounds of B-front Spectral. Wow, the sound is sick. Really, really, really good. So you have to look it up now. Spectral, B-front. Sorry for the reclame.
Well, no, you can promote him. No worries. Another Hardstyle Dilemma. I could ask Hardstyle Raw Style, which this is a strange question because Raw Style is Hardstyle. But so I'm gonna choose another way, another route. Frenchcore or hardcore?
Hardcore.
Why?
Definitely.
Because to explain my why is you produce hardstyle, which is 155, you're 158?
Normal days it's 155, 160.
Yeah? Frenchcore is 170, so it's more roughly. Mm-hmm. So it's more aligned, more close to hardstyle, where hardcore is 180, 190, 200.
Yeah, I think in the kicks of hardcore, there's more power. And the Frenchcore kicks are good. You have like Sefa and Dr. Peacock. Their style is great, but it's not... hardcore, you can have more bass in the kicks. It can be more raw. You hear other cinematic sounds. It gives me more energy. And it feels like Frenchcore is like really fast techno. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's cool for like 10, 15 minutes, maybe in half an hour, but then it's done for me. And hardcore is just full energy, just go. And that's why I listen to harder music, just for that feeling. And hardcore gives me that more than Frenchcore.
The last one, and then we're going to listen to your last set. This is a mean one, because usually if you have one, you automatically will get the other. But in your case, you have to choose.
Oh, okay. Bring it on.
A number one in the Hardstyle Top 40 for 8 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Or play main stage on DEF CON.
That's the hard one. Yeah, I think just go for DEF CON, the red, because that's an experience. And I hope to have more good music and hope that in the future I can be a part of the top 40 of the hardstyle.
Yeah, because if you play on that stage, you probably will end up in the top 40 automatically every time, of course.
Yeah, it's DEF CON. It's the holy grounds of hardstyle and playing for thousands of people.
By the way, that used to be Decibel. Long time ago.
What do you mean?
Decibel used to be the holy ground.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, at least in my view. If people think I'm wrong, please let me know.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sorry.
It's time for your Raw set, Frank.
No, I think the red stage for the experience and the full time glory.
I would always choose the stage.
Yeah, yeah, it's insane that everything comes together, all the years of work, to that one moment that you can share with other people. And I think that is what music is all about. Yeah, making music, just to share it with other people and make other people happy with it.
Now, we're going to share your last DJ set in this podcast, the Raw set, a little harder than the previous one. Enjoy.
Bass in your face.
Oh. Watch, do my thing, pull somebody out, make it rain, stop. I'm going big, and if you can't come, let's find my main job. I'm going in, bass so loud, it's in my skin, drink. And then repeat, then let you all be here with me.
Go!
and techno, bitch.
Substitute Hardstyle.
Historically, when you'd use these saws, they had a tendency to bounce off or kick back. But this saw lacked all safety features. It did nothing to protect you.
Was hard. Protease in the studio playing live. Four smaller DJ sets. We will provide all these DJ sets also individually on our SoundCloud channel. If you want to hear them individually, go there or listen to your favorite podcast app. Frank, or Protease, I should say, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and have a good time with the next episodes.
Thank you very much. We see you in the Dutch podcast next week. If you don't speak Dutch, just listen to the music. And otherwise, for the Hardstyle podcast, we'll be back in 4 weeks' time, because February, then it's 4 weeks, the fourth Saturday of February, and the Trance podcast every second Saturday of the month. See you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening.